The Company of Angels by Don Nicholas. Once upon a time, in a quiet little village nestled between rolling hills and meandering streams, there lived a widow named Eleanor. She had spent most of her life with her beloved husband Daniel, tending to their garden and nurturing their love. But when Daniel passed away, Eleanor's world crumbled, and a deep sense of loneliness settled over her like a heavy fog. Eleanor's garden had always been a place of solace and beauty. It was a lush oasis of colorful blooms, fragrant herbs, and winding paths that led to hidden nooks. She and Daniel had created it together, nurturing it with love and care. After his passing, Eleanor found herself spending more and more time in the garden, seeking comfort in its familiar embrace. One warm summer evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon and the stars began to twinkle, Eleanor sat on a weathered bench near a bed of roses. Her eyes filled with tears as she gazed at the spot where she and Daniel had shared countless conversations and laughter. She missed him terribly and longed for someone to talk to share her thoughts and feelings. It was in that moment of deep despair that something truly magical happened. A gentle breeze rustled the leaves of the nearby trees, and a soft, ethereal glow bathed the garden in a warm, otherworldly light. Eleanor blinked in amazement as she saw two shimmering figures like radiant angels standing before her. Their presence was soothing and comforting, and Eleanor felt an inexplicable warmth in her heart. The angels had soft, caring eyes and gentle smiles that immediately put her at ease. They introduced themselves as Serafina and Gabriel and explained that they had come to visit her, drawn by the love and beauty that radiated from her garden. Eleanor was astounded but welcomed their company with open arms. Over time, she found solace and happiness in their conversations. She would visit the garden every evening and the angels would listen to her stories, her memories of Daniel, and her dreams. They spoke to her with wisdom and compassion, offering guidance and comfort in her moments of grief. As the seasons changed, so did Eleanor. Her garden flourished under her loving care, just as her heart began to heal. She found herself laughing again, finding joy in the simple pleasures of life, and cherishing the memories of her time with Daniel. The angels had become her dearest friends, and their presence filled her days with a sense of wonder and purpose. Eleanor's garden became renowned throughout the village, attracting visitors from far and wide who were drawn to its beauty and the tales of the angels who graced it with their presence. Eleanor shared her newfound happiness and wisdom with everyone she met, teaching them the healing power of nature and the magic of friendship. As the years passed, Eleanor continued to talk to Serafina and Gabriel in her garden. Her loneliness had transformed into a deep and abiding connection with the angels who had become her constant companions. She knew that, in their presence, she was never truly alone, and her heart was forever filled with love and gratitude. And so, in that quiet village, the tale of a widow who found solace and happiness in her garden, talking to angels, became a legend, a testament to the enduring power of love, friendship, and the magic that can be found in the most unexpected places.